Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Good Hope. But, I mean the Good Hope, not the one in Holmes County.
In Winston County?
No, not the one in Leake County. Not the one in Marion County. Not the one in Neshoba County. I mean the one in Perry County.
Okay.
That's the Good Hope I'm talking about.
Well, there you go. There's a Good Hope Baptist Church I know in Winston County. I don't know if there's a Good Hope. Well, I think there might be.
I'm just saying. So
there's a lot of Good Hope. There's a lot of hope that's good in the state of Mississippi. That's what we'll say.
Absolutely. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's only a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. This is the best time of year to be grilling out. The weather's fantastic. The days are getting longer. Gut out on the grill. Fire it up. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. When you're planning a cookout, make beef the star of the show. Your guest will thank you. And if you're looking for a great weeknight meal, make beef the central ingredient. It's easy to cook. It cooks quick. It's delicious. It's inexpensive. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. You are looking for it, aren't you? You do need new gear, don't you? Yes, you do. You need to get that state script, the interlocking, the M over S. Get the banner M. Get it out. Get it out. Where are we? We haven't been on that for as much as we probably should be.
We don't need to right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Every time we talk about it, people are like, all y'all do is talk about this.
I know. You're right. Two locations.
We have not talked about the logo for months.
Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Origin by Fleet Feet, Flow by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. When you are looking to have a great meal, not a good meal, a great meal, you need to go to Restaurant Tyler, especially for dinner. The best steak in Starkville. Fantastic pasta and chicken dishes, vegetarian options. And my favorite, one of my favorite appetizers and my absolute favorite dessert. We are a crawfish dip show. We love the coffee. We love the barbecue okra. Don't get me wrong.
We stand the crawfish dip
and the stuffed pancake.
Yes.
When you want to have a good meal, a great meal, you need to go to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only where they're located, but they're going to show you how they're going to help you invest, manage your money, and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need them quick. You need to get it at Priority One Bank. They provide that level of service you're not going to get at those other banks. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Robbie, I feel like we may have done some of our listeners a disservice today. We should have mentioned in the Rumblings tweet that we were doing positive vibes only.
I did that, and then I was like, no, I'll just keep it the same.
Uh-huh.
So I erased it. I should have just stayed with it.
Yeah, because we're going to be skipping some of your questions. It's no offense.
Brian just does not want to deal with the day. And I mean, quite frankly, I kind of don't.
I got to be honest with you. If we had a bunch of positive questions, I would be more than happy, but we don't. I mean, so we're just going to go with it. As you know, the Rumblings are brought to you by our good friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. Guys, when you have, you know, a disaster, when you have fire, when you have storm damage, you know, never mind the frustration of not being able to be in your home and all that damage, dealing with the insurance company can be a huge issue for you as well. Well, you don't have to worry about that with Paul Davis Restoration. They handle all that for you. They take care of the insurance side of things. They get your claim processed fast. They get everything taken care of, and then they get to putting you back in your home better than ever before. So when you have any kind of damage to your house, water, fire, mold, storm damage, whatever it is, give Paul Davis Golden Triangle a call if you're in the Golden Triangle or if you're in Tupelo. 662-769-7285. Let Paul Davis bring your property back to life. All right. But we'll start with one that is, it's kind of neutral, from Nathan Kelly. Are bonito fish big? So I looked it up. If you look at the Wikipedia description of bonito fish, it says bonitos are a tribe of medium-sized ray-finned predatory fish. So they are medium-sized.
So they're not big.
They're big. It's relative, right? Are they big compared to a grouper? No. Are they big compared to a bass? Yes.
They're bigger than a bass.
Yes. So there you go.
I guarantee you Nathan heard this on a podcast, maybe Joe Rogan or something, or was like, just got bored and started sending questions to ChatGPT.
And that's one of them.
He's a big ChatGPT guy.
I love ChatGPT. It's fun.
Yeah.
I always say thank you at the end of it so that when the computers take over, they remember. So
they just like after they destroy everybody else in the world, they just give you a hat tip and go the other way.
It's like that guy's cool.
He was nice to me once.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like Steve Buscemi's character in Billy Madison, where it's, you know, he's scratching my name off the people.
Man, I'm glad I called that robot.
Yeah, exactly. No, Buster Vaughn, sorry. This is a negative question.
Too negative.
Yeah. Caleb Goddard.
We will not be answering any questions of can we fire Chris Lemonis.
Yeah. Caleb Goddard's question, too negative. We got to move on. Peyton Stewart, I will be more than happy to get – I just got to bring this up. I will be happy to give up going to away games for Mississippi State if this results in a season where we walk away happy with the end result in literally any major sport. Not a question, but I did a video for this young man because his dad told me he's a big fan of the show, but he has never been on the road to watch State win. And I'm like, just stop going.
Every game he's been to is a loss.
Yeah, just stop going. Just don't go.
I've seen a lot of road losses.
I have. So,
but I've seen a lot of road wins, too.
Yeah. Brian McDuff asks, isn't being a 16-time world champ a little bit of an indictment? It means you lost 15 times.
I've thought that, too.
If you're a one-time champ for 15 years, isn't that more impressive? So Bruno Sammartino was the champion for like 8 years, something like that. That'll
never get broken.
No, Reigns going as long as he did was about as long as you could hope for. I get what you're saying. I do agree, but it just, you know, you got to have some variety.
Well, didn't someone say that to John Cena one time? Like
call him a 15-time loser or something?
Yeah, it was like it might have been like CM Punk or something. I can't remember, but it was like, well, if you've been a 15-time champion, it means you've lost 15 times.
I will never
14 forgive. It would be 14 times.
Yeah, I will never forgive Vince McMahon for not giving us the Cena.
Yeah,
10 years ago. It's unbelievable.
I was hammering the table 12 years ago.
It's unbelievable.
This should have happened way long ago, but they were too worried about merch
and the Make-A-Wish stuff too. So,
but this is like Attitude Era stuff. Like this is getting back to that edge a little bit.
It's good stuff.
You take a guy that's like,
I want to point something out. If you've watched these first two promos, Cena has not said an actual word to Cody.
He's just talking to the fans.
He talks to the fans. Cody comes out and talks, and Cena just goes. He hasn't said a word to him yet. He knows he's going to cook him at some point. I can't wait.
Yes. The master of thuganomics is going to come out.
It's going to be fantastic. Willie Dizzle, is 3 seconds in the lane still a rule in basketball? If not, would one IJ Reddy and four Schneider Herards be an unstoppable force? You couldn't beat that team. They just stay out in the lane. Yeah. Schneider Herard was a player that I had a lot of high hopes for. I hate that it didn't work out for him. I thought he could have been a really good player, but just didn't have it, I guess.
So that's the guy Gene drove to Texas to his signing.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, gosh. Derek Smith.
And he lasted like 1 year.
Yeah. Derek Smith, if you were locked into your local grocery store till death, could you live on the food in there for 8 to 80 years old? So I got to make it 31 years. So here's what I have. I have some questions. All right. So I'm locked in. Is everybody else locked out? You're going to have to answer these questions. You tell me. Is everybody else? I'm the only one in this grocery store, ever.
I mean, yeah. For the interest of the hypothetical, sure.
Sure. Okay. Good. All right. Do I have continuous power?
What do you mean?
Are the freezers going to work?
Okay, that kind of power.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you controlling the peas?
No, the power. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so that's good. All right, so that's helpful. I can put some stuff, I can put a lot of the meat in the freezer.
Well, something will, that will spoil, though, after.
Not in the freezer.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So.
I wasn't thinking freezer. I was just thinking, like, fridge.
What I'm going to do here is, I gotta figure this out. Because where am I cooking? Now, most of your places, you know, they have a bakery, so they must have an oven, so I can cook in there. I could set up a grill, but I don't know about that because that feels like there would be some fumes. But you know, they sell grills.
Yeah.
And they sell charcoal and they sell lighters. So I mean, that's not an issue there. I think I could do it. I think there's enough food in there that I could live 30 years. Now, the only thing that's going
to
suck.
I don't know if I would want to.
I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to. You know what's going to suck is the produce is going to rot.
Yes.
There's no, and that's
going to
stink.
You don't have any
vegetables. No, I mean, you have frozen vegetables.
Yeah, well, I mean, like the fresh vegetables.
Yeah, I won't have, after about a week, I'm not going to have any fresh vegetables.
Yeah, that would be tough.
That's fine. I can live with that.
You would be on the carnivore diet,
basically,
diet the rest of your
yeah,
life.
Yeah, I miss living off the meat market.
No bread. I guess you could freeze the bread.
Yeah. Then they have
that wouldn't be any
they
good.
Have some frozen bread, you know, that you can like bake roll. I mean, the bakery department is there,
yeah.
So like I can bake stuff. I should be okay. Plus, if I can make bread. I can just get some flour and some well, the eggs is
that's
another
gonna go
issue.
Out. That's the thing.
The eggs are a problem. Yeah, I'm gonna be, it's gonna be carnivore. I'm gonna be carnivore dieting. Yeah, there's no question.
This
That's
would
fine,
be
man.
Miserable, man. Like you're just stuck
in
a grocery
that, you're
store.
Stuck in a grocery store for every day for 30 years. The miserable existence.
I would just probably, you know, cut a piece of glass and
just end it.
End it. Yeah.
Oof. I thought we were having positive vibes.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking about, you know, who are you going to talk to?
Right. I mean,
what is your goal in life every day?
Well, I mean, it's just to survive. You know?
Yeah, but who? I mean, you have no end game.
No, you're right.
The end game is you just have to stay alive till you're 80.
Yeah.
There's no goal in your life.
All right, so what if it's you do that, but at 80, they let you out and they give you $1 billion?
I mean,
but you're 80, so what are you
going to
do?
80
with
years
it?
Old at that
yeah,
point.
That's a good point.
And you're probably not in good
shape. You're in there longer than me. How long are you in there?
45 I've been in there
years?
For 45 years.
Oof, that's another, what?
That's more
14
than my life
more
now.
Years, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Ryan Reynolds asks, if you could be a TV show or movie detective, who would you be? This is really easy for me. I don't know about you.
A TV show or movie? Is the TV show detective too?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a detective.
I mean, can we use Batman on this?
That was the correct answer.
A detective.
He's the world's greatest detective.
Yes.
And he's a billionaire.
I'm going with Batman.
Batman is the correct answer.
He has
answer.
Cool gadgets.
Yes.
He has hot women.
Yes.
He's got a Batmobile.
Yes.
And a lot of money.
Yeah.
And a mansion.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That
he
would
also
be
has
choice.
No fear. He's also a genius and a fighting expert. I mean,
yeah.
Well, you can't go wrong. Good call. But Batman was the correct answer. You did well.
What was his fighting style? It's not karate, is it?
It was more like what like ninjas would teach, like jujitsu and you know, a lot of throws. So.
Doesn't kill anyone though.
No, we don't kill.
We just beat a random thug into submission.
Yeah,
until he.
Yeah, we put him in the hospital.
Right,
yeah.
Don't kill him.
Can we answer any of Hunter Boland's questions? No. Ken Azaro to UNLV? Well, it didn't work out because Stansberry didn't go to UNLV. They hired Josh Pastner this morning.
I think I would rather have Stansberry. To be honest with you.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah. Nope. From Steve Mormon.
And in fairness to these people,
they didn't know
the podcast yet.
They didn't know.
You're going to have to be, we're going to have to be, you know, ahead of this better next time.
Yeah, yeah, that's our fault. Adam Carnathan. No. That's a no. Broken Fairchild.
All right, the show's over, everybody.
All right. Broken Fairchild, if you knew that you weren't going to sustain any serious physical injury, what's the most dangerous thing you'd want to experience? I hate heights.
Yeah, I
so,
would not want to.
Like, do I want to climb Mount Everest? Like, I can't be hurt. I'm immortal in this situation, so like, it's no issues. Do I want to skydive?
I mean, that would kind of suck. You're cold.
Yeah.
You're
and like all you really get is a picture at the top. It's not really that
cool.
Do I want to skydive?
That's heights.
I know.
I don't want to do it.
Do I want a deep sea dive? Like go down with some sharks?
I've thought about that, and you're not going to get any physical injuries, so you're not going to get attacked by anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that means that you're not going to have, like, the bends
would
and,
you,
like, all the, like...
Would you like to fight Tyson Fury?
No.
With no physical injury?
No, I don't think I want to do that.
Fight, who's the best UFC guy in the world right now?
I don't know. The best one One of the best ones locked in prison, I think, right now, Cain Velasquez.
Oh, yeah. John Jones. Do you want to fight John Jones?
I don't want to fight any cage fighters, even if I'm not going to get any injury. I think swimming would be my thing. Like, I can go down to the ocean floor, and I'm not going to have, like,
you know,
you know, my
bends.
Head's not going to explode.
Yeah.
I can hold my breath and not have to worry about it. Nothing's going to attack me. I think I would do that.
Yeah.
Can I go to where the like we believe the Titanic is?
Yeah,
and I can just swim in there, like, because they can't go down.
But you're immortal. I mean, this is beyond physical injury. This is immortal. Almost.
I mean, technically,
I guess you're right. Can't answer your other question, Brogan. Sorry, Bryce Overby. That's a no. Ethan Flournoy with the recent news. Well, Rick Stansbury did not join Dan Mullen, so and it was a no anyway.
This is the worst rumblings of all time.
Well, it's our fault. It's our fault. Should we do this again tomorrow?
No.
And then ask people to come in with better questions?
No. You've completely screwed up the rumblings 2 weeks in a row.
Whoa. Screwed it up?
Well, last week.
Now, the last week, I'll admit, because we had some issues with
and then
scheduling.
This week, you've put provisions in here where we can't ask any questions about Mississippi
about
State.
The provisions. You do the rumblings tweet.
I thought it was just like you can't talk about Chris Lemonis. I didn't know.
I wanted positive vibes.
Well, these people obviously don't have positive
vibes. All of these ones I'm skipping are like about a lot of them are about Lemonis.
Well, some of it's like, hey,
or it's about like, hey,
suffering do we have to go through?
Exactly. I don't want to deal with that today.
Well, sometimes it just comes with a territory. That's all I got to say.
I guess.
Proceed.
I will proceed. Kevin Wright? Nope. Rob Hathaway, how much is Sam Purcell's Auburn-proof buyout?
It's from what I understand, it's over $1 million.
Mm. That's high for a women's basketball coach, isn't it?
Pretty high, yeah.
Okay.
He signed an extension after that first year he went to the NCAA tournament. I think State wanted to make sure he was locked in.
Uh-huh.
And one of the reasons was because of Auburn, because that is home for him. It's right out, you know, he's from Dalton, Georgia. He's not far from there. Went to school at Auburn. You know, I think that's a job that he probably would have taken under normal circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But also, Auburn is just not, I think they're really kind of pushing women's basketball down
mm-hmm.
the board at this point. I've heard they're going to do some things facilities-wise, like where I think they're kind of just like the women might go play in the volleyball arena. Like,
oh.
Yeah, I think they want, like, the men are going to take over that place.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just investing a ton of stuff in the men.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. They definitely were not going to spend on Sam Purcell. I know that because Sam is making good money here, buyouts high, State's investing a little more. And they just hired the Norfolk State coach, which I don't know how far down the list he was or what, but yeah, it seems like they're probably not going to invest a ton in women's hoops.
Okay. Let's see here. This is the point in the evening where I talked about Brandon Rechsteiner.
Well, we're getting to the point in the evening of USC Mississippi State late night tweets.
Well, I didn't have any of those, so yeah. That's in your mentions, not mine. Can't answer Rob's second question.
We're just not going to talk Mississippi State at all.
Right? Well, we can if somebody has a positive question.
I mean, this is kind of positive. It's not understanding why people are negative.
Why are so many people on the message boards itching and ready for Zach Selman to be fired? I don't know. Like, I understand athletics aren't in the best place right this second, but Selman only hired one of these coaches.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, he hired Lebby. That hasn't gone great.
I feel like it's kind of calmed down a little bit.
Well, I think he bought himself a lot of favor with the lights and the master plan.
Yeah.
I think the way that, you know, the big
raising
gifts
money
that have been coming in have mm-hmm. been great. I think people on message boards just want to fire people. You know, they would literally change coaches like seven times a year.
They wanted to fire Sam Purcell this year, and he's going to the NCAA tournament for the
third
time. Wanted
to fire Jans.
The second time in 3 years. Yeah, there are actually people
they wanted to
out
fire
there.
Hutz. Wait, never mind.
Wanted to fire Corey Bell.
Yeah. Anyway. Jay in Baltimore. The U.S. men's national team's recent loss to Panama is another. Oh, my God. He's going to jump in at the time of the greatest rock harmony. No stopping now. U.S. men's national team recent loss to Panama is another example. I want to sing it again. Of an underdog pulling the upset. Rank these sports based on the probability of a clearly inferior team beating a heavy favorite. Baseball, football, soccer, basketball, hockey.
I think how high the probability
is. Yeah, so like in which sport does the underdog have the best chance? That's probably baseball, right?
Baseball. Yep.
I mean, like
the
White
ball goes a certain
the White place. Sox will win. I'm sorry, Stefan. The White Sox will win like 50 games this year, right?
Yeah.
And despite the fact that they are the worst team in baseball. They will find a way to win 50 games. I would say hockey is next. The biggest upset of all time happened in hockey, the Miracle on Ice. So let's put hockey next.
I watched an entire hockey game with Tyler Horka, the Michigan State Notre Dame.
Yeah, yeah. I was over there.
No, it wasn't Notre Dame. It was Michigan State.
It was Notre Dame.
Oh, it was Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's why we were watching it.
You were there?
Yes.
Oh, you were there for the end of it.
Yeah, for the second half, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't even know how they, like, know where the puck is.
I can't imagine covering hockey.
I can't see it.
Yeah.
I really can't. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But
I'm gonna say basketball is no, I'll say soccer. Soccer, because you can win 1-0.
Yep.
And so if something just goes wrong, you can score an on goal, and if the other team just locks it up defensively, we'll say soccer's third. Basketball is fourth. I think people make, like, when we talk about basketball upsets.
That's fifth.
No, I'm going to say football's last.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You just said basketball, so I was thinking you were moving on. I'm sorry.
I think basketball should be fourth. I think when we talk about the NCAA tournament sometimes, what you don't realize is, like, that those mid-major teams that win those 12, 13 games, they're not bad teams. Those are good teams that just play in bad conferences, so they don't have a lot of strength of schedule. They're good teams, though.
But look at, like, Gonzaga this year. Yeah. Like, they're not rated high, but, I mean, what were they at? Were they at 8?
They
or
were
nine?
An 8, yeah.
But some people were posing this question the other day, like, what's going on with the tournament?
Yeah.
So that's what's happened. Is those teams that had those transcendent players and those veteran teams,
they go to other schools,
they get broken up, and they go somewhere else. So you are missing that now in the first two rounds, but I think it's going to make our Sweet 16s and Elite Eights amazing.
Like, very rarely, like last year when Southern beat Mississippi State, that's a real upset.
Yeah.
But by and large, the talent gap is not as big as you think. Football is the toughest one, right?
Mm.
It is tough for, like, Georgia.
The best team usually wins.
You think about, like, Georgia. Like, what would that Georgia have to do to lose to a non-Power 5 team?
Oh, they would have to just...
I mean, they'd have to throw, like, 12 interceptions.
There's a reason that we still talk about, like, Appalachian State beating
Michigan. Exactly. Exactly.
And we don't really talk about Southern beating Mississippi State in basketball. I mean, nobody nationally does.
Right.
But we still talk about App State and Michigan.
All
and
the time.
That was 2007 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So football is the easy answer for that one. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. And the older brother, the home of the fancy sandwich. It is so fancy over there. We love a Two Brothers or older brother run. We should make one of those this week. I'll just throw that out there to you if you want to.
Fine.
Ha ha! Success! It's good stuff. Hope to see you there. You need to go. If you're going to be in Starkville, head over to the Cotton District and grab a meal at Two Brothers Smoke Meats or the older brother, two of Robbie and I's favorite places in town. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and they've been doing that for 50 years. 50! That was very sudden. I like that.
What's it going to be? Is it going to be high pitch? Is it going to be depressed? Is it going to be exciting? Am I on, by the way? I can't
hear. You're on. The only thing that's for sure about the Falkster is that nothing's for sure.
Nothing's for sure.
That's right. Whatever you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, hey, you just talk to those same people. You just talk to the people who know you best because they have that relationship with you and they've been with you before. And they've made you that sale, and they want to make sure that everything's good for it going forward. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Next time you're in Starkville, if you need MSU gear, the place to go is Maroon & Co. They have the biggest and best selection of it in the city of Starkville. Think about all the places here in town that sell MSU gear. Nobody has a better selection than Maroon & Co., and nobody else has our discount code to save you that money. Thunder 15 takes 15% off your order for regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to your next game at Davis Wade, at Duny Noble, at the Hump, make sure you've headed to Maroon & Co. All right, questions here from the Mangum Cafe. What are the top five wins for this school in all sports since Mississippi State won the national championship? Okay, I got three in my mind already. I'm going to try to get a couple more. All right, I'm going to go. I got four now. I got four. I need one more. I got one more. I'm trying to think baseball. There's got to be a baseball one that stands out, right? I do. I got it. All right, this is my five. You ready? 2020 Mississippi State versus LSU football.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be on the list.
Yes.
2024 Mississippi State LSU women's basketball.
The upset at the Hump. Yeah. Right.
2024 Mississippi State Tennessee men's basketball. Be a top five team at the Hump.
Yes.
2024 SEC tournament Mississippi State walks off Ole Miss. Just a personal one for me.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say the 20.
You got to watch that with Richard.
I did. And that won me the bet. 2022 Egg Bowl. Winning in Oxford. Mike Leach's final game.
Yeah.
That was not a game State fans thought they were going to win. I'll just tell you. They were not expecting to win that game, and they did.
And you were up there for that.
Uh-huh. That's where the chair.
I remember turning to you and being like, they're about to drive right down the field.
Yeah.
We know where this is going. Because –
Randy Charlton, State the hand of God.
State was in just – they were in perfect position to just finish that
game.
Well,
Rodgers fumbles that game, yeah.
You fumble it, get it right back to him, and all I can think of is –
like, this is going
to
hurt.
This is going to hurt, buddy.
And they made the play of the air at the
Randy
end.
Randy Charlton.
That's my top five. You got one you want to throw in, or you feel good?
I think that pretty much covers it. I mean, I'm trying to think.
You know what's a game that – nobody ever talked about
it. The Tennessee win in the SEC tournament was big, but I don't know if that was bigger than the one at the Hump.
I think the one at the Hump's bigger. I'll give you one that, because few people watched it. I think it was on like CBS Sports Network or whatever. But State beating Marquette, Jansen's first year. Marquette ended up being like the top 10 team, and State beat them pretty easily.
I mean, what about the soccer SEC championship?
That, you could put that on the list. I just kind of went with the ones that.
The big sports.
No offense to soccer. All right, name random Michigan Wolverines. Is he talking about like Greg Skrepanek? Or does he mean more like, you know, Tishominga Buyaka Batuka?
What about, here's a really obscure one, Tom Brady.
Ooh, I remember him. He used to split time with Drew Henson.
He did.
Those were good times. You know, I don't know if that's a Tyrone Wheatley kind of situation or not, but...
Yeah, I'm not really, you know, I'm not really a big Michigan man.
But, you know, between Braylon Edwards and David
Braylon Terrell. Braylon Edwards would be one that I would,
David
know.
Terrell, Jake Butt. How can you forget? How can you forget the Butt?
The guy that.
Is it Jake Butt or Jake Butt? Or am I thinking about the guy who covers Georgia? What's his name? I know it's Butt. Jake Butt.
That's the one that got injured.
In the Orange
Bowl.
It is Jake Butt. Okay, good.
And. You know, everybody's like, this is why you don't play the games.
He was the opt-out guy, yeah. So, there you go. Give you some random.
Yeah, I'm not really up to speed on my Michigan Wolverines of the past.
Yeah. Should they put in an extreme home makeover rush for the Duty Noble Field restaurant so we can see it in the stadium in June? They're not going to have many games in June at the at Duty Noble Field, so that's not an issue. I kind of went negative there, but it is what it is.
Maybe he's just talking about everybody can go to the restaurant and watch the games on TV.
There you go. Brett Pund asks us, what are your thoughts on Jans' automatic one-year extension for each NCAA tournament experience? It felt like as soon as that was clinched. That's kind of a negative question.
No, you're already halfway in.
All right, then we mailed it in. I don't feel like State mailed it in at all. At any point, I just felt like that was what that team was.
Yeah.
But as far as rolling them over another year, I have zero issue with that.
I appreciate Brett doing this in the middle of everybody tweeting me about the game last night.
Yeah.
To break that up a little bit. Appreciate you, Brett.
Also, Brett wants to remember Max Wiener? Bet he's a great coach that's always ahead of the game. Surprised he didn't make it in the league. He had great measurables. Just imagine if he had to yank you out of a game. Yeah, I get it. Very good stuff.
That's going to be a bit that plays out a little bit more in the SEC than it is now.
Yeah,
because not everybody's seen Texas yet.
Yeah,
as when it starts spread
as
around,
as more people see that wiener, they'll talk about him. So
as the wiener's more exposed,
yes,
for the rest of the conference slate.
Yeah.
Oh,
Wade Jones wants to know what happened to Elijah Staley.
He ended up going to like Kennesaw State, maybe or something.
Let's see here.
And after that, I don't know.
He is in basketball player development.
Okay.
So he's become like a personal trainer kind of thing. Yeah.
But he was it Kennesaw that he went to?
He went to Dalton State College.
He didn't go to Kennesaw.
Well, I don't know if he did or not. So Elijah Staley, when is this tweet here from? Well, on July 10th, 2022, he announced he got in a position with the Portland Trail Blazers with player development and video. Apparently before that, he worked at Georgetown with Patrick Ewing.
Okay.
What I'm learning from this is Elijah Staley should have focused on basketball.
Yes.
Apparently. So, all right. Patrick Swindoll, Brian, why haven't you revealed the news that you and your cousin are being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame? And he's got a picture of the natural disasters going.
Yes.
So which one would I be in?
I figured that would have been our friend Ryan that did.
He could have done that as well. First off, Patrick has been in the Hall of Fame for years as Andre the Giant.
God.
He is a massive human being. Tsunami.
He's Haystacks Calhoun.
Yeah, he's big boy. I think I'm Tsunami in this one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because Steven, I love Steven, but he's a little thinner up top than I am.
He's John Tenta.
He's John Tenta. He's Earthquake.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Is
Typhoon, not Tsunami. Typhoon.
Yeah.
Typhoon.
Who was also the Shark, wasn't he?
The Shark, yes. Also part of the Piper family. Remember that?
Yes.
So, that never did anything. So, Walking Bully's got some high school mascot nickname trivia for you. You ready?
Yes.
Picayune. I know this one.
The Maroon Tide.
That's right. Newton.
Which one? The Newton High School or Newton County?
Newton High School.
Tigers?
I think they're the Tigers. I'm pretty sure they're the Tigers. Pillow Academy.
Mustangs.
I knew that one. I don't know what DeSoto Central is.
Jaguars.
Okay, there we go. You got through that with no problem.
No problem.
All right. We can only read half of Dalton Lee's. If you need real Chinese food, Rex, hit me up. That's all we can read.
I guarantee you it's not China Garden.
No, we're getting some real deal stuff.
Dalton's going to actually give us some good Chinese food.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in for that, too.
And I'm not saying China Garden, especially back in the day, wasn't good Chinese
food. It was good.
It just wasn't Chinese American.
It's not authentic, yeah.
Yeah.
Nathan Taylor, forgive me if this has been asked, Robbie, but do you know how old Brian will be on his next birthday?
50?
That's right.
Wow. The big one.
Yeah.
The big 5-0.
It hurts.
It's coming.
It is coming.
Are you April?
November.
November.
Yeah, November 30th.
I'm not thinking April.
I don't know. I don't have an April birthday in my family. So.
It's somebody in
your family.
Yeah. I don't know everybody in my family's birthday.
Okay. Like
Facebook help.
Do you know your wife's?
Yes.
Do you know your daughter's?
Yes.
You're good. You know your parents? I mean, they're recent.
I mean,
your mom was just yesterday. Yeah,
I did not know.
Your dad was just a couple weeks ago.
My dad's is March.
It's in March.
March, too.
There you go. So, yeah.
My older sister's in February.
Sisters are
I'm just
not,
like,
not, no, you'll be fine.
All, my mom and dad and two sisters are all close.
Okay.
Like February, March, I think.
I got you.
And then I'm in June.
Okay. Caleb Rhodes, since you guys led the charge on the Scripps State logo change, do you think you could get your influence to get the baseball team a Scripps Bulldogs jersey like the ones from 1998? I think this would be a cool alternate and better than the maroon Scripps State that they have right now. I am a big fan of this jersey.
It is significantly better than that maroon
Scripps. I like that jersey.
I do not like that maroon Scripps.
No, I want this. This is the one. This is the one.
The Pat McMahon.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
It reminds
Patty Mac, too.
It reminds me of the 90s.
Yes.
The mid-90s, the Omaha team.
Yes.
Our friend Brooks Bryan wore those jerseys, I believe.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love it. I don't think they should be. I don't think they should have like a ton of jerseys in the rotation.
Should have like three.
The rotation they had this past weekend was excellent. Mm-hmm. It was the maroon and white 85s, mm-hmm. and then the the pinstripe,
pinstripes,
the M over S.
Yeah,
those are legit. Those should be in the rotation more.
The gray with the Mississippi State is good.
Yes,
and yeah, but that maroon bulldog.
But I don't think anybody can argue that the baseball jerseys are the best on campus.
Yeah, by far.
I don't like the maroon screw up that they might wear them tonight. They usually wear them midweeks. I just don't like them. I don't like the. They look like you got them from Walmart.
Yeah.
But everything else they wear is just about a banger.
All right, rank these kickers: Adam Carlson, Weston Graves, Keith Andrews, Jace Chrisman, Derek DePasquale. Andrews is last. He never really did anything at State.
Yeah, but crazy. He was knocked his head off.
Yeah.
I'm
going to go Chrisman one. 2 year starter, consistent.
Probably the best numbers.
Yeah.
DePasquale was
really good. We'll put him two.
Carlson's down there. I think
Carlson gets to be third because of the 2007 Egg Bowl. Had a game winning Egg Bowl field goal.
He did.
So he's third. Weston Graves and then Keith Andrews. That's how we'll go.
I hate to diminish any of these guys' names.
Shout out to Evan Sobiesk.
Yes.
Sobes needs to get mentioned.
Here. Oh, Sobes. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I always thought, so when they did that Miami Vice thing, remember that?
Yes, for the Orange Bowl.
Like they did, the last one was and Jeff Collins as Juice, and I told Derek Cody, I was like, it should have been and Evan Sobiesk as Sobes.
Yes.
It should have been better. Rob Hadaway, in light of the opening on Tuesday's show, I just wanted to say rest in peace to Christie's, which I had for the last time the day of the 2001 BYU game, and never again. Because that was the last game where I still had college friends living in town, and you just can't have Christie's and then plan to drive to Louisville.
That's true.
It's very true.
That is very close to the conversation we were having yesterday.
Yes, yes. We don't go too far back.
So. I dropped in. Last time I ate at Christie's, I think I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, doors wide open, flies everywhere. There's one person, like, manning the griddle, and it was still an incredible burger.
Yeah. Davis Medford, do we have any recommendations for where to eat in Nashville?
Well, you and I both like the little food court area.
I do like that, the Assembly Hall.
Assembly Hall.
They got a lot of great options there.
I had the hot chicken.
Do not get the extra hot.
I got mild.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was going to be really, really hot.
Yeah.
And it was still pretty warm.
Yeah, don't get the extra hot. That's a mistake. I trust me on that one.
But I've had tacos up there. I've had
pizza,
brisket. I've had
Philly cheesesteaks.
Philly cheese.
Chinese.
Rotisserie chicken.
It's all good.
They have
good.
Everything.
We like that place.
That is right across from Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah.
The side street where the Apple store is.
Yeah. So last time I was there, I ate at an Italian restaurant called Luogo or something, and it was awesome. Really good Italian food up there.
I like the Southern.
The Southern is good?
Southern is good. It's down the street, couple blocks.
Yeah.
There's also a steakhouse called Brick Tops.
Yes.
We ate there whenever I went to the...
Where did we eat? Was it Ruby's? Jeff Ruby's?
Jeff Ruby's.
That was good.
Yes.
You have to go spend some money.
If you want a steakhouse, they have Hall's Chop House.
Yeah.
Jeff Ruby. The Brick Tops is good.
Yeah.
The Southern I really like.
Yeah.
It's a little more, like, they have some good seafood and stuff like that. Don't go to the Hattie B's.
Yeah.
Like that. You can get good hot chicken
there
anywhere.
Are other places.
Just don't do that. Trying to think of a Merchant's that's right there
that is
on Broadway is excellent.
Good place.
I've eaten there. That's just in the Broadway area. There, if you go, you can go across town.
Yeah.
To different spots, and there's some good places too. That's just the places
one,
around Broadway.
One more on the way.
Because I imagine that's probably where Davis is going.
I don't know which way you're coming in from, but if you can go eat lunch at the Loveless Cafe,
oh yeah,
go do that.
You need to. I don't know if they have reservations or what.
They don't take reservations, I don't think. You're just going to have to wait. But it's usually about a 20-30-minute wait, but it's worth it. And get you a piece of coconut cream pie. It's my favorite.
Great biscuits.
The biscuits are unbelievable.
Yeah.
I can eat it, and they're free. They'll give you as many as you want. All right, Reed Green, what do you think is the best college football team that never won the national title? And he lists 86 Miami, 96 FSU, 02 Miami, 05 USC, 09 Florida, 19 Clemson, and 21 Bama.
I'm going to put 04 Auburn in there, too.
04 Auburn can go on this list?
Which is weird. USC won it in 04, and they didn't win it in 05.
USC 05 is probably the correct answer. Them or 02 Miami.
Is that Lindell White, Reggie Bush,
yes, Matt Leinart? They lost to Texas. That's a sick team.
That was a good team.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody
on this list. 09 Florida was really good. They just stubbed their toe.
Is there anybody on this list that he didn't mention? Like, I'll give you one. 93 Notre Dame. They beat the national champions. They beat Florida State, but they stubbed their toe against the Boston College and didn't play for the national title. That would be one I'd put on there.
I'm going to say that crew right there in the middle, Miami, USC, and those Florida, that's probably the group.
I'll give you one more. 82 Southern Methodist. Dickerson and
Eric
James.
Dickerson.
They tied a game, and they got, because they were an NCAA problem, they got knocked out of the national championship. They were the best team in the country. There were no question.
I don't know what SMU would have been had they not had the death penalty. Like
they would have kept going. And they would have been now.
They're kind of climbing back.
They would be.
I don't think they'll be what
they would have gone to the Big 12 and been a big part of that.
They would have been a Big 12 team.
And then they might be in the SEC right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they definitely would have been at least a Big 12 team.
Yeah. All right. Ian, nope. We can do it. Brad Callaway, since basketball season is now over, will the science result in MSU baseball going undefeated the remainder of the season, or is there another variable to the science?
It's not how the science works.
It's not how the science works
the
at all.
The science is just that you cannot win two things, basketball and baseball, on the same day.
Yeah.
And it's not that you cannot win it. It's that the percentages of it are like in the 1%
level. Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't mean that one team is going to win either.
Mm-hmm.
Both teams could lose.
Right.
But I have not determined the science applies to like tennis.
Yeah, softball.
Stuff like that. We're kind of – my experiments on the rats have not gone – they've not gone over to the other sports.
Right.
We're just the rats that we have are typically basketball and baseball.
Yeah.
And women's basketball.
All right. Michael Estes, start bench Trey for the 2025 season. Will Rogers, Dak Prescott, Nick Fitzgerald. There has never been an easier question in the history of
start
the
Rumbles. Start Dak, bench Nick,
yeah.
Trade Will. Who do you trade Will for? For whatever?
I don't know.
Another quarterback?
Bag of popcorn? I don't know.
Oh, that's not nice.
Yeah. DeCenzo Miller, Booby Dixon.
Some of you people were very mean to this guy.
Yeah, well.
He was a good Bulldog.
Yeah, he was. I don't have anything against Will. I just wanted to jump on board. DeCenzo Miller, Booby Dixon, Jarius Norwood. In this offense, I'm going Norwood.
I'm going Norwood, and
I'm going to bench Booby.
I might go, well, DeCenzo, the speed, I think, would be the question.
It's a problem, yeah. He's good. He's a good pass catcher, though.
He was, but Booby had soft hands, too.
Booby can catch the ball, and he can.
I'm going to go Jarius to start.
Jarius, sure. No question.
My God, in his right. offense.
And then Kevin Prentice, Eric Moulds, Fred Ross. Moulds is the number
Moulds,
one.
And then I'm going Prentice because I think
I'm benching Prentice, yeah.
I think the athletic ability is higher than Fred.
I feel like, I agree with that. So plus, I get a little bit more in the return.
And Kevin
game.
Prentice in the slot?
Yeah, it's
in
fine.
This offense?
I mean you're going to get Kevin Coleman kind of numbers, if not better. Brad Baxter, would you be more likely to win? 100-yard punt, pass, and kick, or 30 seconds to make a half-court shot? The half-court shot, easy.
Yeah.
I would much rather do that than do a 100-yard punt, pass, kick. I couldn't possibly do that.
Every time I think about the punt, pass, and kick, I think about Andy Reid and like whenever he was in punt, pass, kick, and they had the old footage of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's just like this giant kid in this small helmet.
Yeah.
And small shoulder pads. He just looks like, you know, you or me going to Walmart and getting the starter football helmet and uniform. That's what I think of when I think punt, pass, and kick.
There you go. Another one from Davis Medford. What is your favorite MSU memory that is not the national championship? I was in Oxford in 1998 when State won the Egg Bowl to go to the SEC championship game. That's going to be my answer.
Mine is either the shot from Morgan Williams or 2014 Auburn.
Okay. Those are both good answers.
I mean, they're right there neck and neck. I mean, the shot was more historical in a national perspective, so it might be even more. I didn't even know what to do at the time. I was just like snapping pictures.
Yeah, he was like
what am I supposed to, like, what do I write?
Yeah,
you know.
Hail State 5 ever, skipping the first one, we'll go to the second one here. What are y'all's top 3 cuts of beef and the preferred method of preparation? For me, I'm going to go ribeye steak.
Ribeye's number one for me.
Yeah.
I love a good ribeye.
Tri-tip is my number two. And then I love to cook a chuck roast, a Mississippi pot roast. That's why I'm going to go with those three. Tri-tip goes on the grill. I cook it indirect. And then a pot roast is a pot roast. I'd like to do them on the grill, though. I do put a little smoke on them.
Mine would be the pot roast and the ribeye, and then probably prime rib.
Prime rib is also a fine choice. You got a lot of options. Shelby Beach, could you refresh my memory of the story of the infamous Starkville shin kicker? I remember it being something, just not sure what. I think it was a Dak injury theory. It was not an injury theory. Somebody came up to him on campus and kicked him right in the leg.
So we were talking to Dak after practice one night, and he came up and said, like, you guys will not believe what happened to me. I think he was walking like to the parking lot by the student health center, or walking to class or something. And somebody just came up to him and kicked him in the shin and ran off.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I was just to chase him or what. Like, this person just walked up to me and kicked me in the leg and just ran away.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, it's kind of crazy. So it just went from there. I think that was 2013.
Yeah.
It was his red shirt sophomore year.
I believe that's correct. Yeah.
It was the year that he became a starter. He was still kind of. He was kind of coming to prominence.
I think it may have been the next year. I think it may have been he was already, like, everybody knew who Dak was.
I don't think it was 14. I think it was 13.
Okay.
Because in 14, all of our interviews were upstairs.
Okay.
In 13, we did them outside in practice field.
Okay.
After practice.
Okay.
And that's when it was.
All right. Was Bob born without the finger, or was there a horrific story behind that? I believe it was just he was born without the finger, and they moved some stuff around in there.
They moved it around?
Well, like, they moved one of his fingers, because he's born without a thumb.
Yes.
So they had to move one of his fingers into the thumb slot so that he could have a thumb, because you need
they
a
moved
thumb.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it just grew that way.
No. That's I think it's like his pointer finger is in the thumb slot.
Wild, man.
Yeah. What is your favorite rumblings or ABC question? I don't talk about thousands of questions.
Yeah.
I have no idea, man.
I don't have one off the top of my head that we've done.
We'll just go with this one, Shelby.
this is it.
Where is Will Boyd when we need him for a Let's Go? I'm saying we haven't won anything since the disappearance of the Brian live reaction show during a game.
Yeah, Will Boyd is the guy behind all of this.
Yeah, I agree with that. I wish Spotify would bring it back. I would have totally done it. And last one, Austin, that's a little too negative for me. We're gonna skip it. So that's it for the day. All right. We got a lot of interviews coming up over the next few days. We got two more spring previews. We're gonna do Kentucky and LSU. Plus, I finally caught up with Coach Samantha Ricketts to talk some MSU softball. That team is off to a great start, and they have a monster series this weekend with Texas coming in for All for Alex weekend. So a lot of emotion for Coach Ricketts. We talked about that. So that's really good stuff. Spring football, baseball, plenty to talk about here on the podcast. We'll be looking forward to bringing it to you. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.